to hand over the call. Senator Roberts.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you all for attending again today. Mr Burgess, you said in your opening statement, Australia is the target of sophisticated and persistent espionage and foreign interference activities from a range of hostile foreign intelligence services. And I take it they use a range of means of doing so.
Correct.
Is there a Chinese Communist Party-supported contact point in Sydney?
I'm not aware of that.
It's been reported in the media, I understand.
I see many things in the media, but I let the data that we have available to us determine that. But and I wouldn't comment on operational matters, but I'm not aware of that in the context of that media reporting.
So you're not aware of how long it's been in operation or what its purpose is?
You're assuming it's true. We will investigate things that are associated with acts of foreign interference, but I won't bring colour to them in a public hearing.
Are there Chinese police officers working out of premises in Sydney?
Not that I'm aware of.
So are there operations of interest to our security agencies?
If there was anyone here who was engaged in acts of espionage or foreign interference, that would be of concern and something that we would investigate.
What about potential breaches of Australian national sovereignty?
Again, anything that's a threat to security, my agency will investigate.
Well, what about Chinese citizens or Chinese people living here in Australia? Should they be concerned?
Senator...
Well, you would protect them even though they may not be Australian citizens.
Anyone in this country is free to be here, assuming they're on a valid visa, of course, or a citizen or permanent residence, and there are no concern to us unless they're engaged of matters which are prejudicial to security, in which case we would show an interest in them.
Individual security as well as national security?
Well, national threats to security is what ASIO worries about, Senator.
Okay. So you're not aware of people operating from this contact point. Do they have any contact... So you wouldn't know whether or not they have any contact or influence with Australian Chinese residents or Chinese visa holders?
Senator, again, I don't comment on specific operational matters, but I will say this because I've said this publicly before. The threat of espionage and foreign interference is a real threat in this country. It is our principal security concern. It comes from a range of countries. And I think it's unhelpful for me to call out specific countries, and in particular, when we talk about the vast range of diaspora communities in this country, the members of those communities are not the problem. It's the foreign government and the foreign intelligence services that will be the focus of myself and my agency.
Well, the Chinese Communist Party itself has belted our country economically. So what Australian overview of agencies that operate in this country... is there for premises like the supported contact point in Sydney?
Again, Senator, I don't comment on specific matters, but if we have a need to investigate things that may be of concern in relation to security, things that could be used as platforms for espionage or foreign interference, I can assure you my agency will be on it and investigate it. And I can assure you we had a very productive year last year removing espionage and foreign interference problems from this country.
And you may or may not be able to tell us about those operations depending upon the circumstances, is that correct?
I wouldn't talk about them publicly in detail, Senator.
Okay. Let's move on to a topic, series of very short questions. On a topic that was underway in last Senate estimates in this room as I was asking the questions, but it was denied. What are the costs, and that was the ISIS brides that were brought back. What are the costs to Australia of bringing these women and children to Australia?
The repatriation was not a matter for ASIO. We gave advice on the individuals, but beyond that, you'd have to pass that question to others.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Burgess. What security measures are to be taken to keep Australian community members safe? Because these people have been part of some radical terrorist groups and associated with them.
The only comment I'd make there, Senator, is that ASIO gave security advice to government and in particular security assessments on all individuals that returned. And that was our job.
So what was that again? You assessed them?
So we did security assessments on returning individuals and they returned, and that's okay.
Are any of these women currently wives or partners or sisters of terrorists?
I won't go into specific matters, Senator.
Are they genuine refugees?
they're Australian citizens who have returned home.
Given their recent social circumstances, are any of these people going to need de-radicalisation programs?
Again, I wouldn't comment on that publicly, Senator.
How many of the women have been charged with terrorism-related offences?
I'm not law enforcement. I'm aware of the one charge, but
one.
You should speak to the AFP about that.
Okay, thank you.
We do, Senator Robs, if it assists, we do have the AFP a little bit later today who can answer some of those questions for you.
Given that most of the husbands and children's fathers have been killed by Western soldiers, how traumatised and angry are they?
I can't speak for how they're feeling.
No, but you would be aware, surely, of their potential threat.
We did security assessments on all the individuals, and anyone who falls in the category that believes that violence is the answer would be subject to my agency's inquiry and investigation.
So is there ongoing support to be provided, and what is it?
Again, that's not a matter for my organisation, other than we will continue to watch anyone that is a threat to security, but I'm not making any comment on these individuals.
Given the children's exposure, you may not be able to answer this, but I'm guessing you would know the answer because that would form part of your assessment of terrorism threat. Given the children's exposure to violence, either as victims or perpetrators, what are the plans for their assimilations, and did you make any comments about what was needed?
So again, that question is best put to others in Home Affairs and more broader.
Thank you. Do you work in providing a diagnosis and recommendations? Does your agency work in providing a diagnosis and recommendations?
On individuals or children?
On treatment of people to make sure that they don't violate our standards of behaviour.
No, we're not involved in that. We talk about the security threats people might face, and others worry about what treatments might be needed, if any.
So you do interact. So the people, if you can see a potential threat, you pass it on to someone. You don't.
We're part of a broader apparatus that helps counter terrorism in this country. Yes.
Thank you. I see Mr. Pizzulu nodding in agreement. Have the communities where these people are to be housed been fully consulted? I guess that's for other people to comment.
Not a question for me, Senator.
Does your assessment of the threat include any consideration to family members here in Australia whose friends or family members have been killed by ISIS terrorists? Do you consult with the community in which they're going to be placed?
No, we're not involved in that consultation of where they get placed.
Okay. Will the families be housed together or apart?
Again, I can't answer that question.
I was thinking more from the security point of view.
Well, no, that's irrelevant. They're Australian citizens. They're entitled to be where they want to be unless there's some legal condition on them, but I'm not law enforcement.
So would you be monitoring them more closely if they're living closely together in an enclave?
We will monitor anyone that we deem to be a threat to security.
Okay, so that wouldn't be part of your recommendations to keep them separate in this country?
No, we were not in that space.
Okay. Just a final question, Chair, on violence. Does violence include destroying artworks, interrupting everyday Australians, destroying roadworks? And I note that left-wing extremism in the 20th century killed 120 million people. I presume you monitor all types of extremism.
We'll monitor any individuals that have an ideology that thinks violence is the answer.
Thank you very much. And thank you for your clear statements opposing violence.
Being raised by local volunteers.
Thank you,
Chair. Hang on, what's wrong with having an Australian flag displayed in Australia?
Nothing, I don't see any problem with it.
Well, Constable Shelley Lynn didn't like it.
The only issue with it is that they
this
have
is
a problem.
Their
with
property. It. It's their if property. You raise your flags at your property, there's no issue with them.
What did you say?
Well,
did you say fucking flags?
Why can't I say it?
Oh, what a gangster!
I wonder why the constable from Burwood Police who banned the Australian flag yesterday was acting like that. And let's look at what kind of a place is Burwood, eh? Let's have a look. Burwood Police, Constable Ling, who banned the Aussie flag. Let's have a look. There we go. Got CCTV everywhere, very CCP. You've got ant farm style housing, you know, developments, corrupt obviously, approved by a corrupt council. And look what you've got here. You've got the Chinese Communist Party flag flying proudly on a council flagpole. Yet if you put up an Aussie flag, they'll take it down.
allowed to put up that flags.
Do we need to ask your permission to raise an Aussie flag in Australia, do we?
No, I'm just asking.
Can you say that's an Australian flag?
Well, if this is your property, well, I don't have an issue with that, but apparently this is not your property, okay?
So are you opposing the raising of an Australian flag in Asheville?
If you don't have the right...
If you put up a Russian flag that's been there for decades in honour of a councillor, they'll take it down. But Chinese Communist Party, no worries. That's the council for you. Here we are in Burwood. Bit of a disaster.
Some of the men that died, that came from Box Hill, their memorial is not 1 kilometre from this building. As you can see, Box Hill Police Station. Yesterday, the pink pigs inside this building serving their yellow masters from this suburb raised the Chinese Communist flag above our own, on our soil, on our land. And there's no resistance, nothing. And we're sick of it. The time will come where justice will be brought to these cowards and traitors in these buildings, these bureaucrats that rule over us, that destroy our nation and sell us out. I talk to old people all the time. I work with old guys in their 60s, still slaving away on work sites. And they tell me they've worked their whole lives for this country. And for what? So that children can be minorities in the suburbs that they built. The suburbs they built with their bare hands. And their children are minorities. And the politicians and the academics, they parade it around and they celebrate it. They celebrate us being outnumbered in our suburbs. They call it diversity and multiculturalism. And it's a good thing that there's less of us. Our destruction is in their interest. It's a good thing they raised the flag of a foreign regime on our soil, where our men fought and died for, in Kokoda and the Somme. And for what? So these cowards and these bureaucrats and the chief and the commanders of this unit can appraise these coward politicians that sit in the building opposite here and in Canberra and in the CBD. What did our men fight and die for? For these people that sit here with fucking smirks on their face, they think it's a joke. They think any resistance to what's happening in this country is a joke. They call us extreme. Extreme for what? Wanting to live in a country that our forefathers fought for and built. They tore mountains down and carved stone out of them and built this city. And for what? For it to be sold piece by piece to these foreign aliens who conquer our lands with a smile on their face. The people in this suburb, the Chinese here, are not the only problem. They're not the only ones doing it. They're just taking advantage of the situation. They call us Guaylo. That means white man, but it's a slur. It means stupid white man. And we must be absolutely stupid, absolutely stupid, to be giving our country away to these people, to be forming ourselves as a minority in the lands that our ancestors built. How much longer must this go on for? How much longer will it take before our people wake up and realize? How many men in the future will stand with us when times get tough and we're a minority because of these cowards and what they've done? Australia is worth fighting for. Our ancestors believe that. The men not 1 kilometer from here whose names are the same names as the men that I served with in the army. The same names of the men in this police station. The same names of the men that we went to high school with and that we worked for at job sites. It's the same names because they're our kin. They're our kith. They fought to the death. And for nothing if we don't win. Australia is worth fighting for. Australia is worth dying for. Australia marches on.